our awesome universe, where the cosmos is always doing something, and we are always barely keeping up.
Today, we're covering a roundup put together by One Spaceman 2000. Space news spanning a naming controversy at a historic launch facility, a clever engineering fix on a very distant spacecraft, and an upcoming solar eclipse, with viewing options for everyone.
Let's start with the stories themselves.
Three distinct stories here, each pulling at something different. History, engineering ingenuity, and the simple fact that the sky occasionally does something spectacular, whether you're ready or not.
The naming debate is the one with the most friction. Accomack County's Board of Supervisors unanimously approved a resolution asking NASA to rename the Wallops Flight Facility after A. Thomas Young, a Wachapreek native with a distinguished aerospace career. Unanimously approved, and still facing growing opposition.
The Post quotes WBOC News directly. A request to honor one of the Eastern Shore's most accomplished aerospace leaders is facing growing opposition from people who say changing the Wallops name could erase an important piece of local history.
So the tension is real. Honoring a living legacy versus preserving a name that's already become part of the region's identity. Neither side is wrong, exactly, which is what makes it stick.
The Voyager 2 story is a different kind of problem solving. Engineers at JPL pulled off what they called the Big Bang, simultaneously switching off certain power devices and substituting lower power alternatives, all while keeping the spacecraft warm enough to function at interstellar distances.
Keeping a spacecraft from the 1970s running by carefully juggling its power budget across billions of miles is either heroic engineering or the world's highest stakes thermostat adjustment. Possibly both.
The result is a meaningful extension of Voyager 2's active science mission, which is genuinely significant given how irreplaceable that data stream is.
And then there's the August 12th solar eclipse, totality crossing Greenland, Iceland, Spain, and a corner of Portugal, with partial views across much of Europe and North America.
The Post rounds up online broadcast options for anyone outside the path, or clouded out, and notes that each stream features its own panel of experts, covering different aspects of the eclipse and the science behind it. Eclipse classes? Recommended if you're going outside.
Three stories, one through line. People working hard to hold on to something. A name, a signal, a view of the sky.
History, engineering, and celestial mechanics. Not a bad orbit for one episode.
More from our awesome universe next time. The universe, as always, will not wait.